Good to be here this morning. For devotions, I've been thinking about recently truth and what is truth. It's kind of a big subject, especially in today's so many different views and so many different things that people believe. So I've just been thinking about that. So how can we be sure what we believe is true, and how do we know what truth is? There's Muslims and Buddhists and every manner of religion, and they can't all be right. Only one of them can be right, really. And I think we all know why we believe in Christianity, because there's so many things that are just self-evident. The Bible is self-evident. It's marvelously tied together. It's has prophecies in it. And a lot of evidence for it too. A lot of evidence for how it came to us, and how the men wrote it, and just a bunch of different things that we believe in this. So, what about all the different views inside the Christianity that we believe? There's a lot of different ones, and two opposing beliefs can't both be true. So, how do we keep ourselves in the truth? So, I think the answer is, and I believe that Grandpa probably, I think he gave a message a couple months ago on truth, and I think it might actually be the exact verse that I'm using here. I can't quite remember, but 2 Timothy 2:15 is the verse that really sticks out to me in telling us what truth is. It says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So I think that's a big part of why there's a lot of different views is studying the Bible. A lot of different views inside of Christianity, they don't study just the Bible. There's a lot of, they'll get a lot of different people that they take teaching from. There's Augustine, a bunch of those people that have maybe done great things, but their lives actually didn't quite line up with Christianity. And I think that's a big reason why there's so many views is because it's important just to take just the Bible whenever there's something that we're not sure of. And some of these men that started these teachings, they maybe had good intentions, but they did things wrong in a lot of ways. And so we can't just study people. We have to study, make sure the Bible is what we're basing it off of. So that verse, it says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed." Let me just look that up here, make sure I'm saying it right. So showing thyself approved unto God, what does that quite mean? I think that God really appreciates when we look into His Word and we sincerely want to see what He has to say. That's just, I think He really delights in that when we really care for what he has in the Bible. It shows that we care about him and God sees it. And also, there's also an account in the Bible that we all know of when Paul preached at one of the churches, they weren't sure if he was right, so they searched the Bible and to see if he was right, and Paul commended them for that. So that's important. I'd like to read some out of Psalm 63, just a short chapter here I'd like to read. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee, my right hand upholdeth me, thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword, they shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God, everyone that sweareth by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. So in this, David said that he sought God early. I think that's another important part of knowing the truth is when we seek, when we look in the Bible, is to seek God with our whole heart, to seek Him hard. David longed to draw near to God and to know what he, who God was, and he also didn't forget what God had done for him. It just talks about a couple things that he remembers that God did for him, and what God has done for us too. And that's the first and greatest commandment, is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and soul and mind. So to look at the Bible and to know, understand truth, it's also important that we lay aside our own desires and will to sincerely seek God. I think some of the beliefs today, they have their own desire and some things that we can sometimes want to put in there. But it's important that we put aside our own will. And that's when God's truth can be effective in our lives, is through humility. Jesus said in Matthew 11:25, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. So it isn't just the smart people that can understand the gospel and the scripture, but those who become like a child and really want to know who God is. So I guess in conclusion, there is an ultimate truth, and there can't be two opposing beliefs that are right. So sincerely seeking God throughout the Bible, truly wanting to know Him and making the whole Bible line up, not just taking a part of it, is the key to finding the truth. And I'm just very thankful for what we've been taught too as Anabaptists about the things we've been taught. I think that they have done these things. They have sought God with a true heart. And our beliefs, I just really appreciate that. So Hebrews 2:1 says, therefore we ought to give more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. So that's all I had. Why don't we bow our heads for prayer? Dear Lord, thank you so much for all the many blessings you've given to us. Just thank you for your great love to us and for all that you've done. And please guide us in your ways and help us to understand your truth and all that you've done for us. And just please be near the rest of the service, and the one bringing the message, please guide him and bless him. And help us to listen with open hearts. In your precious name we pray. Amen.